Jackie Green had a private dream, which he told no one. And more than anything, that dream he wished to own. All his life and all his days, it'd been his passion and his craze, a fantasy for his mind alone. He had a picture by his bed, above the pillow of his head, of his dream, strange as it may seem. Yes, the passion of his choice was nothing less than a Rolls Royce. This was his fantasy, his dream. He'd save his money day by day and slowly put it all away, and he'd hide it in the attic of his home. And he'd dream about the shiny spokes, the oohs and ahs of all the folks, when they'd see the car that he'd soon own. It arrived. You should have seen the neighbor's eyes as Jackie Green kissed his machine and slowly climbed inside. He was floating on cloud number 9. This was a dream of a lifetime. Yes, the moment he'd been waiting for had finally come his way. He'd save his money day by day and slowly put it all away, and he'd hide it in the attic of his home. About the shiny spokes, the oohs and ahs of all the folks, when they'd see the car that he'd soon own. Waving at the crowds, smiling at the people, feeling really proud. He didn't quite see the red lights on that very day, when Malcolm Jones came along in his Chevrolet. After all the money saved and all the money earned, Jackie stood and watched his precious wheels burn. The destruction to his lifelong goal was too much anguish for his soul. Goodbye, dream machine. Goodbye, Jackie Green. He saved his money day by day and slowly put it all away. He'd hide it in the attic of his home, and he'd dream about the shiny spokes, the oohs and ahs of all the folks, when they'd see the car that he'd soon own. Now there he lay among the spokes. What a shame, said all the folks, when they saw the car that he once owned. When they saw the car that he once owned.
Bye bye, Jackie Green. Bye.